Got it, Christine. Here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House. I am Rob Hackler with the morning team. We're going to be with you till 10 o'clock. Text line is open if you want to participate, you want to comment. All are welcome. 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900 if you want to comment on our text line. And you might want to chime in on this topic because we do it every Wednesday at this time. Right after the news at 9, it's Love Bites with lifestyle coach Francesca Luca, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time, and proudly sponsored by Meineke. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. All right, here she is, Francesca. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Oh, and I got to bring in Christine here as well.
Good morning. How are you?
She's chiming in. This is trouble.
No, she might want to chime in. So there you go. And I'll put you up on YouTube too. WATD Radio on YouTube. We can all say hello to the camera there. And thanks for watching the segment on YouTube. All right. So you want me to read the question that we got in?
Absolutely.
And then we'll tell you at the end, by the way, on how you can send your question to Francesca Luca, because she will get to them as soon as she can on Wednesdays on WATD. So here is the question we got in for Francesca. Hello, Francesca. I didn't plan this, but one day I saw my boyfriend's phone on the kitchen table and a text came in from an old girlfriend. Since then, I have become obsessed with his phone every chance I get. They regularly text each other and it's starting to really bother me. She's not with him anymore, and it worries me that they could rekindle their relationship. They act flirtatious with each other, and I'm wondering, Francesca, should I confront him? Okay, so there you go, Francesca. Chime in.
All right. Well, first things first. Snooping is like eating ice cream straight out of the tub, right? It just doesn't stop. But seriously, once you start digging, it's all over. But what I question is, is the trust already broken? Because rest assured, babe, trust issues won't get solved by scrolling through text threads. They get solved, unfortunately, with uncomfortable conversations. So if your ex is getting more screen time than you, that's kind of a problem. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, no, I would think so. I mean, I don't really love checking phones. I don't really enjoy that kind of thing. I do think it's tough to obsess over anything. And usually your mind spirals and then you want to go into it. You know, I knew somebody, whatever, they like to, you know, check other emails. And then once they started doing it, they couldn't stop.
Right.
Because once
right.
you get access to it, you can't, you know what I mean?
It's
drug. You can't help it. So if I can get into someone's phone, it's just bad. So, but I don't know. What do you, do you think that could you just have a quick conversation about this and then get it out of the way and have that go away or no?
Christine, what do you think?
Okay, here's what Christine thinks. Here's my take. First of all, I've been married for a long time. As a friend of mine, I told her how many years. She said, people do less time in jail than that. But anyway, my feeling is this. You either trust someone or you don't.
Right.
And you respect each other's privacies. My husband and I will not even open each other's mail because we respect each other's privacy. What I would do in this situation, she probably has an inkling about something in the back of her mind. I would come clean and say, I shouldn't have done it. I couldn't help myself. You know, be truthful. I looked at your screen and I saw something sent to, you know, Pussycat number 9 or whatever it is. I don't know. And I saw XYZ written. What's going on? And you know what?
Exactly.
You've already confessed that you don't have to have the big argument. You've been snooping. And you know what? Settle it one way for another. And as I said, you either trust someone or you don't. And may I just put my two cents in with people won't agree. People are either cheaters or they're not.
Once a cheater, though, always a cheater too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and flirtatious texting, in my opinion, with an ex is like playing with fire in a room full of gasoline. You know, it's not going to blow up today, but it will blow up at some point. And you know, this, oh, we're just friends. I don't know.
How flirtatious is it? That's what I want to... Some people might have different ideas of what's flirtatious and what's not.
Well, yeah, but the fact that she said it's flirtatious, right? So
she needs to ask. Don't sit and stew. Don't get sick over this. It's not worth it.
Right.
And
exactly.
If he's a jerk, dump him.
All right. Rob, do you think that guys, when they say we're just friends, do you think that guys can... women and men can actually be friends, especially exes?
Puts me in a tough spot.
It's a nice loaded question, isn't it,
Rob? It's a tough question. No, I think...
They did a whole movie about this. It was called Harry Met Sally.
There's a lot of factors. No, I don't think necessarily, you know, if you're married, you can be, like, best friends with... I would find that a little odd if your best friend was the opposite sex, but I don't think that you can have friendships. I mean, I know I do with some of my coworkers, and, you know, Christy and I could go out for... We were way overdue for a lunch.
Yes.
But that's for sure. But we can hang out for lunch, and that's fine. I have no problem doing that. I don't know. I don't think that's wrong. I think, you know, my best friends are guys, and I think that's fine. I think my wife would have a problem if my best friend was a woman.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, I would.
That's what I...
Would you, Christine, have a problem if your husband's
Mr.
best
James?
Friend was a... Yeah, if yeah, Mr.
Yeah,
James,
we'll say
best
James.
Friend was a woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
I would too.
Yeah,
I would
right.
too. It's
I think
just
most people would.
Yeah, and I mean, would you be cool, Rob, if your girlfriend was texting her ex like this? I wouldn't be.
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. It feels on how secure and everything you feel like, whatever. Like sometimes before, my wife has gotten messages from her ex boyfriend. He always writes around her birthday.
Well, that's a different story. My ex husband and
I
sent happy birthday once a year.
I don't want to write him back. I said, go write him back. I said, I don't care.
What for?
Yeah, why not? I said, yeah, make him feel good.
Well, you know what? I do want to mention, let's not gloss over the fact that
yes.
the ex is single, right?
Oh,
that's like waving a treat in front of my dog, right?
Okay, no, I mean, you're right about that. Yeah, text came in from
single,
old girlfriend.
Handsome, drives a Maserati.
You know, I mean, you
can't
know.
Can't get you out of his mind. Oh, no, don't worry about that.
So I don't know how harmless that is. I mean, I don't know, maybe.
I guess it depends. I mean, you're right. Are they texting? Are they hanging out? I mean, yeah, I suppose you're right. But I guess the thing in this case, the person sees it. And now every time you hear a ping or you see the phone vibrates, she wants to check
it
sounds like,
you know,
right?
What? Put it out, discuss it, resolve
exactly.
it, and move on.
Exactly.
Don't sit there and fester and then, okay, this is going to get me in trouble, too. Don't fight like a girl. Don't keep talking about it and talking about it. Resolve it and move on.
And don't talk to all your friends about
no,
it either.
You don't,
just
share
you know
that.
What? I mean, don't come at him with an angry and accusatory kind of vibe. Don't do that because it'll shut him
right
off.
First you throw something at him,
Francesca.
Yeah,
exactly. But no,
something
seriously.
Loud.
But, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this and I need to know where I stand.
Absolutely.
And that's much more powerful.
And the other person should respect that and maybe feel maybe I shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I mean, I just think it's really odd. So, you know, you might want to just mention to him there's a reason she's your ex, so keep her in the past, not in your inbox.
There
Ooh,
you go.
That's a good one.
How about that one? Wow. There you go. I love that. It's good, solid advice from Francesca.
And if he won't stop flirting, well, maybe he's not ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right?
I think that's good, and I hope that helps out this listener. And by the way, if people do want to reach out, Francesca, I know there's a form on your site. How do people reach out for to have their questions answered? Because these are important topics. They all relate
to
people.
Yeah, they are. Just go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and go to the navigation bar, ask me anything.
Sounds easy.
So, right. You know, listen, just want to end with, at the end of the day, you have to decide, do you trust him or not? You know, because you're not going to be happy if you're playing detective all the time. That's exhausting.
Yeah.
You know,
is
your partner, you know, is he your partner or, right, or your parole officer? So,
wow.
You know, so be careful and make your decision.
All right. We
all
do.
Right.
Francesca joins us for Love Bites. She's our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. And we do this every week, guys, right after the news at 9 on 95.9 WATD. And you can watch us up on YouTube, and we'll post the video later on. And again, Francesca, give us your website.
Talkwithfrancesca.com.
Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you, Christine and
Thank
Rob.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Yeah.